This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. EWTN, it seems, is being forced to comply with the HHS mandate. The disappointing news from a federal judge in Mobile, Alabama, against the Catholic media giant is tempered by two silver linings. While it remains to be seen what the U.S. Supreme Court will do with the commercial Hobby Lobby case, as well as cases for religious entities, the vast majority of higher court rulings have gone against the mandate. Also, one little-known fact is that the state of Alabama is still in this fight as co-plaintiff in the suit alongside EWTN. The photo at lifenews.com of Justina Pelletier in her family's personal car is a sight to behold. The 16-year-old teen was freed from state custody after doctors who may have wanted to make her the poster child for psychosomatic illness managed last year to get Massachusetts to forcibly separate her from her parents, who simply wanted to maintain a successful treatment protocol. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Last month, members of a congressional committee were offered compelling testimony supporting a federal ban on late-term abortions. A former abortionist, described in terms that make the choice argument highly untenable, what it means to perform such an abortion. Video of his testimony is at lifenews.com. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.